Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our second lesson, a book of Colossians chapter 2, beginning at the 6th verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Now that is an old, old hymn, and it has a lot to do with today's second lesson, but we will get there in just a moment. First, if you go to Mount Washington, not our Mount Washington here in Oregon by sisters, but Mount Washington in New Hampshire, you are going to run across, sometimes in the summer, but especially in the winter, you're going to run across some of the worst weather in the United States. Sub-zero temperatures, hurricane force winds, and at the place where you buy your tickets to drive up the auto road to the top, there's an old sign that they have in the room there on display. It's behind glass. And it's an old sign from the 1800s made out of wood. And what it has on it is instructions about going up the road back then, of course, by horse and carriage or whatever. But the sign is heavily weathered. It looks like it's been sandblasted, basically. And yet, wherever the letters were painted on it for the sign, there's no weathering. The sign can easily be read in those particular places. Now, over the years, they have put up other signs to replace it, more modern ones with more modern materials, but none of them ever lasted. None of them ever went the distance. And it leaves you wondering, what was in that paint? What was in that old-time paint that outlasted all the other modern replacements? And they tell you, what was in the paint was lamp black. Lamp black. Somebody here has got to know what that is. You take an old kerosene lamp, and if you don't have it burning properly and it's kind of smoky, what happens? All the black carbon gets on the inside of the glass. Lamp black, it's very descriptive. And it's the soot that forms. And they made the paint that they painted the sign with, or painted the letters with, out of lamp black. The humblest and simplest of materials, something that would have no use whatsoever to be wiped away or discarded. But that thing that was of no use was the very thing that withstood the elements, that went the distance. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. And how are you going to do better than that? Well, today's lesson, Colossians, talks about philosophy. It's not a word we use a whole lot nowadays, but back then they used it quite a bit. My dad was a college professor, and he taught philosophy, among other things. And I can still remember him saying to me, he said, "You're never going to understand Acts chapter 17 when St. Paul is preaching in Athens on Mars Hill, and he's preaching to all of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers, and my dad said, you're never going to understand what's going on there unless you understand what they believe, unless you understand what they say." And so when he retired, I inherited all of his philosophy books, and I thought to myself, well, let's figure this out. So I began to read them. Plato, Aristotle, Epicurus, Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, one after another, to understand what was going on in Athens. And I will tell you, I was instantly struck, if you have that turn of mind, I was instantly struck by how stimulating it can be and how exalted it can feel to play with ideas. All of these philosophical ideas, you feel like you're being taken to a different place, like a different plane, where you can see the truth that lies behind things, where you can see how everything holds together, you can see what everything means, what is your purpose in the scheme of everything that's going on. If you have an active mind, it's kind of like a drug to settle your restless brain. It's like those folks in the 60s who used to take LSD. Why'd they do it? Well, they wanted to achieve a higher consciousness. Some of them wanted to meet God. But you've already met God. You've already met God if you're a Christian. It says it in the Bible, Gospel of John, chapter 1. It says, and the Word, or that's our Lord Jesus, God the Son, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace. In other words, eager to pardon us, eager to redeem us, eager to save us out of our sins, and full of truth, eager to lead us sinful people not in our own path or not in somebody else's path, but in the right path, the way that is a blessing to your life, the way that is a blessing to other people through you, the way that honors the Lord, the path that leads to life not just here, but to life there, together with the Lord. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. How are you going to add to that? What can you add to that? Today's lesson, for in him, that's our Lord Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. You want God? You got God the Son. He came among us. If you have him, you have everything that God is, his wisdom, his power, his might, his leading, his guiding, whatever it is. Not only that, today's lesson, you have been filled in him, filled to the top if you have the Lord Jesus, who is the head of all rule and all authority. And so, are you still lacking something? Is something not there that's supposed to be there? That's what the devil said to Adam and Eve. He said, yeah, I know God made you all these trees in this wonderful garden, but he didn't let you go to that tree. We got to go to one more to really be filled up. What's going to fill you up? Philosophy? Science? Art, literature, politics, music, hunting, fishing, family. They all have a role to play. They all have a time to step onto the stage and speak their lines. The problem comes when they don't get off the stage. When they hog the stage, when they want to have all the lines, or even most of the lines, and then what has to happen? The good Lord has to reach out with that big long hook, you remember those? And do what? Pull them off the stage. Because these things weren't meant to be the main players. They're meant to be bit players. Part of the picture, yes, but they have to do only with what's here, what is temporary, what is earthly, what is passing. But none of them are going to get you there, get you to where the Lord is. None of them are going to hold you up when you have to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. None of them are going to have an answer when you need to ask the real questions, and that is, am I saved? Do I have life eternal, a place with the Lord? Are my sins forgiven? It's at times like that when you need the old, old story. When you need what is written in the lamp black, in the letters that last, the letters that outlast every other writing, the letters that no matter how the storm comes and batters against them, they're still there, you can still read them, the letters that are going to stand you in good stead when you have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What are those letters? What are the words? Today's lesson. And you? You were dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh. But God made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside and he nailed it to the cross. And not only that, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. I love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory to what? Tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Of course, that's an old, old hymn. And people have a way of looking at us and saying, you Christian people, you are rustic. You are unsophisticated, you are unlearned, and your faith is simplistic, and your faith is even foolish. It's like that old-fashioned lamp black. It's not a grand philosophy. But ask yourself a simple question from the old hymn, a simple question. Who at the last day, who when all is said and done, who is going to be singing in glory? Who is going to be singing in glory? Not only that, what's going to get you there? What are the words that are going to weather the storm? What are the words that are going to cross the finish line? What are they? I love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.